Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
Let's leave the present behind for a moment, shall we, and jump 50 years into the future. Welcome to 2067. As part of our ongoing series, Imagining the Year 2067, we asked science fiction writers to give us a glimpse into their versions of the future. Stanley Bing has written several satirical books about business and has had a humor column in Fortune magazine for decades, but he turned to the future for his next book called Immortal Life. It comes out in December. And Bing looked no further than the palm of his own hand to imagine what life might be like 50 years from now.
This whole thing we have now of everybody sitting around with their noses on their screens, it's not sustainable. So what you're going to have are people who are walking around with their communications hardware implanted. I suggest that it's in your mastoid bone, which is conveniently located next to your brain and right behind your ear. That interface will handle incoming and outgoing communications, you know, with other people, referring to the internet and the cloud, which will be omnipresent. The cloud will be omnipresent in people's lives. They'll constantly be referring to a mass brain, the way that bees refer to each other. The reliance on digital input that people are now experiencing will lead to, I think, the inability to generate independent thought. You can see it now. If you strip the phones away from people, they enter a kind of a fugue state where they kind of just sit and mull. And then they get really uncomfortable, and then they find some reason to get up and go. The genetic implications of that for me would mean that, you know, our brains will evolve in such a way that the part of the brain that's dedicated to thinking will shrink. And the part of the brain that's dedicated to sending and receiving communications from the cloud and from other people will grow. So you'll have people that are excellent at constantly staying in touch with the mass brain, but incapable of thinking. In my book, Immortal Life, I talk a lot about the concentration of ownership that we're seeing now. You know, I sort of predict that 50 years from now, we'll probably have one big company. And that company owns the cloud. So the relationship between the means of production and distribution and the control of people through their digital sensibilities, their digital implants, that's all one ecosystem. The company controls the cloud controls people. Once you have cranial implants and you have information flowing back and forth from people's brains into computers, it's not a far leap to think that understanding of the brain and of consciousness will make possible a kind of porting from your brain into a mainframe. And from there, down again into some receptacle that is younger, better looking, and still has all its hair. I mean, it's taken as a given now that this culture of sharing everything and this building of the hive brain is all a good thing. I think that the champion of tomorrow may be somebody who isn't born yet, and we'll look at all of the things that have assembled to make us less human and resist that.
Stanley Bing's newest book, The Immortal Life, comes out in December. You can check out our full series on the future 50 years from now at thetakeaway.org/2067.